Thursday night, or Lichov Beis Ador, Dvar Halacha about Chametz. Okay, so please sit down, everyone. There's plenty of seats. No reason to be standing. So, go home and tell your wives that cleaning the house for Pesach, or tell yourselves. I don't know how it works in your house. I'd rather not know, I think. Tell your wives that cleaning the house for Pesach is a mitzvah, and a mitzvah should be done b'simcha, not with tension and pressure. And what creates the tension and pressure is that they don't know what they're looking for. Maybe they're looking for the engagement ring that they lost 6.5 years ago, but what are they looking for? And then they start, well, once I'm cleaning the house for Pesach, I might as well, like my wife made me be masad there in my room there, so I had to work, but I did it already. So I'm free from that. So that's the problem. We have tons of stuff. They used to live in one room or two rooms maybe. And we live in mansions. We have nooks and crannies and drawers and dressers and closets and this. And we have appliances. Like, okay. And there's a lot of chumras and minhagim. Shlomo, why is the music so loud? I think there's an echo in this room. There's no bodies to absorb the sound. Anyway, if something is dirty, if chametz is dirty, it's on the floor, it's dirty, it has to be a kazayas to be a problem. That everybody's moided to. So if you have dirty, it's you're really only looking on the floor with the dirt, with this, you're really, a kazayas is a large amount. Maybe you want to go with the chazanish, it's an even larger amount. But anyway, kazayas is a chashuv amount. If it is edible, mamish, edible totally, meaning, not dirty. So now, according to the Mishnah Brura, it also has to be a kazayas, okay? Many, many poskim argue with the Mishnah Brura and hold even pachos mekazayas, especially since, even according to the Mishnah Brura, there are cases where the not kazayas might be mitztarif, and that's already a complicated area in halacha. So if it's edible and not dirty, you're looking for that also less than a kazayas. Crumbs is not so clear whether with crumbs there's an issue, but the Rosh says, that's already the Rosh in Perigimel of Psochim, that it's ro'ui to get rid of even crumbs. And I'll add to that, especially if you're going to be home for Pesach and eating at home, then you have an issue of chametz for Pesach is b'mashehu, and if the mashehu makes its way into the kitchen, it could be a problem. So, but again, if it's dirty, so maybe there's makom to be looking for crumbs if it's edible, totally edible, l'chatchila edible. But if it's mixed with dirt or it's dirty or it's something no one would eat, then for sure it has to be a kazayas. So this should relieve a lot of the pressure. Okay.